In St. Petersburg, Florida, fire investigators are searching through the wreckage of burned buildings, the remains of last week's night of rioting. The violence occurred when some residents objected to a decision not to charge a white police officer in the killing of a black motorist. Now, investigators say that police were responsible for some of the fires. From member station WUSF, Sally Watt reports.
Fire investigators say of the 39 fires that burned in South St. Petersburg last Tuesday night, at least two were started by police. Tear gas canisters launched into the air are triggered by a flame, and it appears that at least twice those canisters caught fire. Bill Doniel is spokesman for the St. Petersburg Police Department. He says in the height of the chaos, the officers had to act quickly. One of the fires was at an auto body shop.
The officers at the time were being shot at, and they threw the canister in the direction of where the shots were being fired. There was a fire in a grassy area. From there, there was oil and all on the ground, and from there it spread to where these cars were there for repair.
The auto body shop was destroyed. The police were using two older types of tear gas called CS and CN. A small flame burns while the gas is discharged. Usually the flame burns itself out in seconds, unless it happens to ignite something, a patch of gasoline, for example.
Usually when you use these types of canisters, you have contingency plans in effect.
Casey Poland of Critical Intervention Services and an expert on domestic terrorism says using CS or CN gas in or near an auto body shop filled with paints and solvents would be a recipe for disaster.
You have to match the tactic with the environment. And that type of triggering mechanism that is on CS and CN gas would probably not be conducive to that type of targeting. You'll probably have a huge fire, if not an explosion.
The revelation of the tear gas-caused fires couldn't have come at a worse time, says City Council member David Welch. Tension is already high, Welch says, and the community's faith in the police has never been lower.
It's unmeasurable. I don't think you can measure it. I think the people are suspicious in all aspects now, but you cannot keep heaping coal on a smothering fire. You can't continually do those things that is insulting and unjust to a community.
Welch says the city has an obligation to help every resident whose property was damaged in the riots, not just the damage caused by the police. Arson investigators estimate total damages at $1 million. The other fire, caused by a stray tear gas canister, was to an abandoned home. The fire investigators' work will take several more days, and officials won't speculate on how many more of the 39 fires in the city may have been started by police. For National Public Radio, I'm Sally Watt in Tampa.